sounds off. Sounds off, and we'll get
going. All right, thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on what's been an incredible week for the Canadian Soccer Association, and also waiting here today for an incredible match, the rematch, Canada-United States Women's National Team. My name is Peter Matopoulos. I'm the General Secretary for the Canadian Soccer Association, also CEO for the National Organizing Committee for the FIFA Women's World Cup 2015. I'd like to introduce speakers today. To my right, we have Mr. Victor Mbandiani, who is the President of the Canadian Soccer Association and also the Chairman of the National Organizing Committee for the FIFA Women's World Cup Canada 2015. To my left, to your right, the Honorable Val Gasol, Canada's Minister of State for Sport. Thank you, Val, for joining us here today. We also have the opportunity to have the Honorable Michael Chan, Minister of Tourism, Culture and Sport for the Province of Ontario. He will speak to us a little later on. Today, we will announce the official host cities for FIFA's preeminent youth competition, the FIFA U20 Women's World Cup, which we held in Canada in 2014. Before I do that, I wanted to introduce two members who are sitting here. First, Janine Helen, who's a member of our National Organizing Committee and was also inducted into the Canada Soccer Hall of Fame yesterday evening. Janine, thank you for joining us. And also with us today, John McClary, Associate Director of Sponsorship for Bell Canada. We have an announcement with Bell before we conclude the presentation. John, thank you for joining us here today. Without further ado, I'd like to ask Victor to start the proceedings. Victor?
Thank you, Peter. Today's announcement represents an important milestone on the road to the FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup, Canada 2014. In just over a year's time, the game's best young women footballers will gather in Canada for the 7th edition of the prestigious event. The FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup Canada 2015 will feature 16 teams from 6 confederations from all over the world. There will be 32 matches, starting with the opening ceremonies on the 5th of August and culminating with the championship match on the 24th of August, 2014. In 2014, there will be 4 official host cities for the FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup Canada 2014. Those 4 official host cities are Edmonton, Alberta, Montreal, Quebec, Moncton, New Brunswick, and Toronto, Ontario. Of course, it was not too long ago that Canada hosted the first edition of this competition in 2002. Our young team made it all the way to the final, winning a silver medal in the hearts of a nation. The attendance for the 2002 final, more than 47,000 fans, is still a record for this competition. Some of our players from that final, players that you will see later on today, were like Erin McLeod, Carmelina Moscato, Christine Sinclair. And hopefully they'll have an impact on tonight's match that will be played in just over an hour's time. I think it's important also with the match coming up tonight, everybody's very excited about tonight's match with a sellout, as we all know. I know that the atmosphere is being like it's a World Cup final because of the rematch. But I think it's important to know that this is just a stepping stone to our preparation for the 2015 World Cup. And notwithstanding whatever result that we have here tonight, and I'm sure our girls, once they step on the field, as they say, there's no friendlies in football. But I think it's very important that we recognize it as just an important milestone in terms of our preparation over the next 2 years to make sure that we're prepared to compete at the FIFA 2015 World Cup. So enjoy the match tonight, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Victor, for that announcement. At this time, I'd like to introduce a true friend to the beautiful game. And I can say that in all sincerity because he was with us every step of the way at the Olympics, every match, every minute. And I had the pleasure and I was lucky enough to be standing next to Minister Gasol when we won the bronze medal. And I know I was emotional, but I think he was more emotional. He was proud as a proud Canadian, not necessarily just as Minister of Sport, but as a proud Canadian. I can tell you he's a true friend
to the game. Mr. Gasol? Thank you, Peter, for those kind words. Good afternoon, Victor, Mr. Chan. And, we get to do these things quite often with Pan Am 2015, Pan and Parapan Games Company Finals. So Mr. Chan and I do quite a few of these announcements at different venues. Tomorrow, GTAA, we're doing an announcement as well. So it is great, especially it is a great way for Toronto and Canada. Whenever we host any sporting events is important, and women's under 20 and women's World Cup in 2014 and 2015 are very important games that are going to be played on Canadian soil. Canada has a reputation as a top sporting nation, and our government is pleased to contribute to maintaining that reputation by providing support to host FIFA under 20 Women's World Cup in Canada in 2014. It is no secret soccer is increasingly popular in our country, especially with more girls and women playing than ever before. In fact, Canada has over 360,000 registered women soccer players, with most participating at the grassroots level. That is about 42% of the total population that plays soccer. I think total we have over 900,000 registered in soccer, and it's huge. And to assist these players, more than 7,500 registered female coaches, 4,000 female officials are actively involved in women's soccer from coast to coast. The FIFA Under 20 Women's World Cup will provide Canadian players with valuable international level competition at home, while also shining a spotlight on the richness of our cultural diversity. And as is always the case with hosting major international sports events, FIFA Under 20 Women's World Cup will also bring sports, social, and economic benefits to Canadians. In 2014, the four cities where games will take place have a unique opportunity to represent our great nation. As the Minister of Sport, I would like to encourage local fans and Canadians from across the country to join in the excitement and pride as we build momentum for FIFA Under 20 Women's World Cup from coast to coast to coast. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Gasol, and certainly we would not be able to host these two valuable and important FIFA competitions without the federal government support, so thank you very much. As Victor announced earlier, Toronto, Ontario is part of the FIFA U20 Women's World Cup Canada 2014, and as such, I'd like to ask the Honourable Michael Chan, Minister of Tourism, Culture and Sport for the province of Ontario, to say a few words.
Hang on.
Only for soccer players, you know. You can jump so nice. Well, thank you, Peter, and thank you, Minister. So, yes, we do have a lot of opportunity because of Pan Am that we kind of share the stage together, and we meet often enough, and one day maybe you should consider coming over to my party. Or I should consider. Honor guests, ladies and gentlemen. It's a familiar face over there. It's a TV anchor person here.
Yeah, Dick Howard.
I watch the TV once in a while, and there's a great commentator over there. On behalf of the Premier, Kathleen Wynne, and the Government of Ontario, I want to bring you the greetings. This is an exciting time for sport in Ontario, especially the game of soccer. As I speak, soccer fields throughout the province are filled with Ontarians of all ages and all abilities. Children, adults, fans, coaches, they train, they practice, they participate, and they cheer for a truly international sport. To me, what makes soccer the beautiful game is its power to transcend beyond language and beyond time. It is a game that is played in every continent, in every region, and in every country of the world. This, to me, represents the true beauty of sport as it connects us, unites us, and defines us as global citizens. The excitement, the popularity, and the anticipation of soccer matches keeps growing. I'm how that our government, the provincial government, recognizes the significance of this sport. We honor to host two of the biggest international soccer competitions, and we will be ready to welcome the world for 2014 FIFA Under 20 Women's World Cup and the 2015 FIFA Women's World Cup, and of course the Pan and Parapan American Games in 2015, the largest games ever held on Canadian soil. We all know that in sport, time is the essence. It can make the difference between a personal best, a world record, or a winning goal. It can also make the difference between prep time, practice time, and play time. We as a government are ensuring that the time will be on the side of our players by creating a lasting legacy here in Ontario, like the Pan American Soccer Stadium in Hamilton that is currently being renovated to meet FIFA standards. It will firmly place Ontario on the map, the premier destination for soccer, and it will serve as a facility for our citizens long after the game draws to a close, where we will cheer on our soccer heroes, draw in fans and spectators, and inspire the next generation of greats who will proudly represent Ontario and represent Canada as they demonstrate their speed, their strength and skill in the world arena in 2014, 2015 and many years beyond. Thank you for having me, Maxi.
Thank you, Minister Chan, and once again, thank you to the province, thank you to the federal government. Certainly, a large percentage of our budget is covered by governmental contributions, and all governments have been with us every step of the way, starting with the bid, so thank you very much to the two of you and the support. Of course, no competition would be complete without the host team. Today's match marks Canada's 10th international match of 2013. Our next match after today will be June 19th against Germany, the two-time FIFA Women's World Cup champion. Today, I'm also pleased to announce that our next home match after today, the next home match, will be October 30th in Edmonton against South Korea. So let's mark that in our schedules, October 30th, we'll dress warmly in Edmonton to play South Korea. Of course, Canadian Soccer Association and women's soccer could not do it alone without significant support from our corporate sponsorships. We'd like to introduce one today. We'd like to announce today that Bell Canada not only has previously joined with Canadian Soccer Association, it's also a pleasure to formally announce that they have become the first national supporter for the FIFA Women's World Cup Canada 2015 and FIFA U20 Women's World Cup Canada 2014. John, on behalf of FIFA Canadian Soccer Association, thank you for Bell Canada for being a part of our family. Thank you. That concludes the formal part of today's presentation. I want to remind everyone that at 4:30, the official emblem for 2014, so the FIFA U20 Women's World Cup Canada 2014, the official emblem, will be unveiled on the pitch, so make sure you are in your seats so you can see this terrific emblem that FIFA has produced on our behalf to be announced. So what I wanted to do now is to set up the proceedings here for photography for a couple pictures. I also introduce a gentleman who's just entered into the room, Mr. Wade Osterman from Bell Canada, who's the president of Bell Mobility and Environmental Services and chief brand officer. Without Wade, we would not be here in terms of this announcement. So Wade, thank you very much for joining us. So I'll ask Richard and Sandra to set up the venue, and then following a couple photo ops, there'll be one-on-one interviews.